Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. India will bring back the mortal remains of 45 of its nationals killed in a devastating fire in Kuwait by a special flight today. In a statement, Indian Embassy in Kuwait said the special flight will land in Kochi this morning before heading for Delhi. Minister of State for External Affairs Girti Vartan Singh reached Kuwait yesterday to coordinate with the Kuwaiti government for the early repatriation of the mortal remains of the deceased, as well as to ensure the well-being of those injured in the tragic fire incident at a labour housing facility in the Mangav area on Wednesday. Out of the 176 Indian workers in the housing facility, 45 have died, while 33 are hospitalized and the rest are reportedly safe. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also announced ex-gratia relief of 2 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased Indian nationals from the Prime Minister's relief fund. National Crime Record Bureau, NCRB, has launched a mobile app, NCRB Sangalan of Criminal Laws, to serve as a comprehensive guide providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place. The new criminal laws will come into force from 1st of next month. This app is a compilation of new criminal laws, namely Paradiya Nyaya Sanhita, Paradiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita, and Paradiya Saksha Atiniyam. It provides an index linking all chapters and sections of the new laws. It also has a corresponding chart for section-wise comparison between old and new laws, with a search and linking facility for quick information retrieval. The app is designed to work in offline mode in the absence of connectivity. It is available on Google Play Store as well as the Apple App Store. This app will be useful for the general public, court officers, advocates, law students, as well as for police officers in enhancing the knowledge about the new criminal laws. The Ministry of Education has issued an advisory to all states and union territories to ensure right to free and compulsory education, entitlements and nutritional support under PM Bhushan to children with special needs. The ministry in a statement yesterday said that the advisory emphasizes the need for necessary measures to ensure that all children with special needs studying in government or government-aided, inclusive, home-based or special schools are provided with right to free and compulsory education entitlements. These include free uniforms, free textbooks, interventions under the inclusive education component of Samagra Shiksha Scheme and midday meal under PM Bhushan. The government yesterday announced a series of proactive measures to ensure menstrual health and hygiene of female students in schools across the states and union territories during the board examinations. The Ministry of Education in a statement said that recognizing the challenges faced by the girls due to limited access to sanitary products and menstrual hygiene facilities during examinations, the Department of School Education and Literacy has issued an advisory for all schools across the states and union territories. The advisory prioritizes menstrual hygiene management in school to support female students during 10th and 12th board examinations. Scrutiny of nomination papers for ULP elections in Nagaland concluded peacefully yesterday. Reports of DIPR informed that nomination papers for 17 candidates from 9 wards under Chibubozo Town Council was examined by Additional Deputy Commissioner and Returning Officer Chibubozo Town, Alam Yapang Longcha, in the presence of the observer S. Dainu Kiminkan, Additional Secretary, and the candidates in person. Scrutiny of nomination papers for all the 25 intending candidates from various political parties under 11 wards of Peck Town Council was conducted successfully. While nomination papers of 21 candidates from various political parties for 9 seats of Medziphema Town Council were also declared valid after scrutiny. NDPP candidate Seyevino Vitsu from Ward 7 under Medziphema Town Council was elected unopposed. Meanwhile, 5 NCP candidates were elected unopposed from different wards of Denning, Adweza and Woka Town Councils. Government of Nagaland has reappointed Dr. Chamben Muri as advisor to the Chief Minister of Nagaland. Dr. Muri resigned from the post earlier this year to contest in the recently concluded Lok Sabha election as the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party led People's Democratic Alliance consensus candidate. However, he was unsuccessful. Following this, the government through the cabinet cell in a notification issued on June 12th reinstated him to his previous position. Meanwhile, the state government has also extended the tenure of Dr. D. Palla, IAS, retired as advisor to the government of Nagaland for a further period of 6 months with effect from April 1 until September 30, 2024. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.